Kim Dokcha's life changes forever when the web novel he's faithfully followed for years, Three Ways to Survive in a Ruined World, suddenly becomes reality. As the only person who's read all 3,149 chapters of this obscure story, Kim possesses unique knowledge that transforms him from passive reader to active participant in an apocalyptic world. While commuting home on the subway, everything stops, and a mysterious horned creature announces, "The main scenario has started." When passengers must kill at least one creature within 30 minutes or die, Kim's knowledge proves invaluable. He kills a grasshopper and its eggs, earning coins and achievements while saving human lives. Through quick thinking and novel knowledge, he survives the first scenario while others perish, demonstrating how his seemingly useless hobby has become his greatest asset in a world where fiction and reality have catastrophically merged. When the subway train stops at Dongho Bridge, Kim Dokcha and four other survivors face a ruined Seoul where prehistoric creatures swim in the Han River. As they flee from zombie-like demonic people, the bridge collapses, leaving Dokcha trapped. Just when all seems lost, a mysterious man appears, effortlessly destroying the enemies. This is Yoo Jung-hyuk, the protagonist from Ways of Survival, who demands to know how Dokcha is still alive. This moment represents the collision of reader and character. Dokcha knows everything about Yoo Jung-hyuk from the novel, while Yoo Jung-hyuk knows nothing about him. When Yoo Jung-hyuk attempts to use his Sage's Eye skill to reveal Dokcha's attributes, Dokcha's fourth wall skill blocks it. Claiming to be a prophet who can see futures unknown to Yoo Jung-hyuk, Dokcha offers to become his companion, beginning a complex relationship between a reader who understands the protagonist better than anyone and a character who's experienced countless betrayals. Inside an ichthyosaur's stomach after failing a scenario, Dokcha remains calm where others would panic. He calculates he has 3 hours before stomach acid secretion begins and negotiates with Bi-hyung, a dokebi, scenario administrator, offering to become an exclusive streamer for his channel. A hidden scenario appears, Commander Slayer, requiring Dokcha to kill the ichthyosaur and escape within 10 days. Using knowledge from the novel, Dokcha implements a strategy to kill the creature from within by blocking its digestive juice outlets with stone hog thorns, which grow when exposed to sea creature fluids. After enduring days inside the dying ichthyosaur, he extracts its valuable core and arranges to sell it through the dokebi auction. This episode establishes a crucial pattern in Dokcha's journey, his willingness to endure temporary suffering for long-term gain. While other survivors focus on immediate survival, Dokcha thinks strategically, securing resources and allies that will prove invaluable later. 5 days into the Dark Castle scenario, Dokcha has evolved from individual survivor to revolutionary leader. Rather than simply following the novel's plot, he actively works to change outcomes, saving characters who would have died and altering the power structure of the scenario world. When executioners target his companions, Dokcha pushes them away and blocks the attack himself. As angry citizens demand Dokcha be handed over to the Duke, he fearlessly walks into the hostile crowd, drawing his weapon and releasing waves of magic power. He strikes 3 men who had been inciting others, revealing they were actually executioners hiding among the civilians. This scenario forces Dokcha to confront questions of identity and leadership. Is he merely a reader following a script, or can he become an active participant who changes the story? By protecting others at personal risk, he begins transforming from observer to protagonist. The citizens' initial hostility and subsequent support demonstrate how Dokcha must earn trust through actions rather than knowledge alone. When a dokebi egg hatches, time slows to supernatural perception speed. A sphere of white light appears above the newborn dokebi, the soul of Shin Yusung from the 41st regression. Dokcha earns the story Father of a Dokebi for this unprecedented achievement. As time returns to normal, he names the baby dokebi Biyu, establishing the first channel of the 73rd demon realm. the birth of BU represents a fundamental change in the scenario world structure. By creating a new dokubi, something that never happened in the original novel, Dokja establishes a channel that operates outside the Bureau's control. This gives him and his companions unprecedented freedom to communicate and coordinate across scenarios. More profoundly, BU's birth symbolizes hope in a world designed for tragedy. The original novel was filled with suffering and sacrifice, with few moments of genuine creation. By bringing new life into the world, Dokja demonstrates his determination to find alternatives to the predetermined path of destruction. The Great War of Saints and Demons begins as two enormous factions advance: white-winged angels in gleaming armor and corrupted demon kings with their dependents. Participants must choose between absolute good, absolute evil, or allow chaos points to increase. On the battlefield, Yurio fights valiantly against multiple powerful demon kings before finding herself cornered. Just as she faces certain defeat, Jung Hee-won and Kim Dokja arrive, slaying her opponent. But Dokja reveals the shocking truth: he's chosen to side with evil in this war. Meanwhile, Han Soo-young and Yoo Jung-yuk observe from afar. They realize Dokja's strategy. This shouldn't be a war between cosmic forces, but a fight between their company members. Han Soo-young chooses evil, while Yoo Jung-hyuk selects good, beginning their own personal war. This scenario forces the companions to confront the artificial nature of the good versus evil dichotomy. By deliberately splitting their company between the two camps, Dokja demonstrates that these cosmic forces are ultimately less important than personal connections and shared goals. After mastering story control on the Isle of Reincarnators, Kim Dokja faces Archangel Michael, the savior of the corrupted. When Michael activates his story, Evil That Destroys Evil, transforming into the King of Corrupted Angels, he decimates evil constellations with a single gesture. Though Dokja's giant stories momentarily shock the powerful enemy, he quickly realizes he's outmatched. When Michael activates his inescapable judgment field, Dokja reveals his trump card, the star relic fruit given to him by the Scribe of Heaven. He takes a bite, exploiting Michael's one weakness: the King of Corrupted Angels cannot attack those aligned with good. The fruit cancels Kim's Demon King transformation, restoring his constellation status. As Michael writhes in agony from breaking his taboo, Kim and Anna Croft seize their opportunity and decapitate the Archangel. This confrontation represents Dokja's evolution from survivor to challenger of the scenario world's power structure. By defeating an Archangel through knowledge and strategy rather than brute force, he demonstrates that even cosmic hierarchies can be overthrown when one understands the rules that bind them.